Hello. Inspired by the designs presented on the forum, I decided to build my own amplifier. The project is strongly based on MOSFET 2x50W amplifier with ATtiny driver and remote control, the heart of which is a power amplifier copy of the Rotel RA820. The diagram of the whole is not as clear as I would like, but you can see what it is connected with. Power amplifier copy of Rotel RA820, or Hajin for the poor, on BD911, BD912 transistors, and here I have to mention my problems with this design. I managed to burn the power transistors twice, once setting the quiescent current, and the second time, connecting the signal source with the amp on, which was not the smartest thing. I got the impression that the system is very sensitive to mistreatment. According to Front247, poor quality transistors can cause these problems. Power supply. The driver and preamplifier are powered by a small 2x9V 10VA transformer that is on all the time. The voltage is stabilized at plus or minus 5VA to power the digital potentiometer and the preamplifier circuit, additionally by a plus 5D choke to power the digital part and relays. Unfortunately, I underestimated the power lost on this stabilizer and had to put it on a separate heatsink outside the PCB. The relays consume 300 milliamps, which with 9 volts put on the stabilizer gives 2.7 watts. It would be better to power the relays from 12 volts. Then with stabilization, you would lose only 0.26 watts. A 2x27V, 120VA transformer with two pairs of 10,000 U/m capacitors was used to power the power amplifiers. Relay K1 turns on the power, and K2 closes the soft start resistors. Both relays are controlled by the UC. The tile was designed so that it could be mounted vertically as in the project of my colleague Katakruv. But in the end, I had no idea how to do it without using wood. Preamplifier. The board with the input selector, digital potentiometer, and radio modules allows switching between four signal sources: AUX1, AUX2, Bluetooth, and radio. Bluetooth, implemented on the XS3868 module, is turned on only after selecting it as the source. You can jump between songs with the right-left buttons. I tried to change the name and password with UC. Unfortunately, to no avail. OVC3860 is a nice and cheap module, which can be used as a standalone module or with AT commands to change songs, volume, etc. But changing such a basic thing as the name requires a lot of effort. I do not understand why it could not be done from AT commands. Out of curiosity, I checked how much I gave the external antenna. Without the RSSI -90 antenna, with the RSSI -55 antenna at a distance of 1 meter. FM radio on the TEA5767 module, the frequency is changed with the right-left buttons. The CS3310 digital potentiometer with a preamplifier and a set of filters is taken from the project of my colleague, Katakruv. I only changed the amplifier to NE5532. The program does not use the chip amplifier section. The common ground for the digital and analog parts is the spout on the top PCB layer. I was not sure if it was a good idea, especially since the lack of space did not allow me to arrange the individual modules in an optimal way. But the whole thing works very well. I cannot hear any interference from the digital part. Speaker protection, DC component protection, connected to the speaker output selector. Banana connectors are screwed directly to the board. Unfortunately, sometimes the speaker connectors do not touch. The counter nuts are missing. It should be done as shown in the picture. Controller. The driver is based on the STM32F100C8T6B microcontroller. Of course, there is no need to use a 32-bit processor. I chose it to gain experience with STMs. There were plans for a remote control on NRF24L1 modules, which never happened. The blue OLED 16x2 display looks very nice. After 2 years, I did not notice any burned-in pixels, so also a plus. The volume and I/O selector settings are stored in the built-in volatile memory with a 2032 battery, which eliminated the need to detect a power failure. There is terrible tinkering on the tile. It works, but it looks disgusting. Next time, I would.